down and you're not coming in. No, you're not coming in. And the rave is all moody. I'm in the back of the club with a crew.
What's up, Dorm Diaries? It's disclaimer time. This video is a fictional dramatisation based on real-life events. While the stories that we tell are based on a true story, some of the characters may have been changed or invented. Also, guys, remember, a number of the incidents may be fictional. Also, a few wet wipes out there. If you don't like it, fuck off.
Right, we ain't having technical issues. That fucking, where's your finger going? That dumbass over there decided to try and fuck about and put shit up on here, right? And it decided to fuck the whole lot. So I've told him to fuck off. We're actually live now. We're going to keep it as this. I've told him to leave it alone because he's apparently the tech man. So we'll just lead on from where we were. How the fuck are you guys? I'm good. He's in a naughty corner because he's fucking wound me up now. I don't even know what to say. I don't even know why the comments ain't coming up now, man. You've literally just upset it big time.
It says spark your villains.
Hey guys, how the fuck are you? See, I can see it now. No, fuck off. I'm telling you now, you just fucked it.
It's alright, I'll just say
you know when you got that divvy doorman what just keeps on causing shit and you have to send them, I don't know, like to go and stand at the fucking back door? That's him right now. Stop touching shit, leave it alone, let us do the live, just do what we used to do. No, you need to go further, you need to fuck off. Pardon?
I'll just keep going, shall I?
Yeah, keep fucking walking. Keep walking till you find the water. And then don't stop. I'm a cunt, ain't I? We all like to bully Spike a little bit. No, it's not. Well, it is his fault. I'm not going to say it weren't his fault. He started fucking about me. If you was watching it a minute ago, you would have seen it. It was fine.
I pressed the wrong button.
It's because you're a dick. Yeah, back to the thing of how the fuck are you guys? How are you doing? Hope you're well.
I'm sorry.
And, yeah, shirt fella.
Fuck you. Fucking shirt fella.
We kind of feel bad because we haven't really done any lives lately, but as you guys can imagine with yourselves as well, it's just been fucking
chaotic.
Everything's been all over the place, isn't it? Yeah. Not gonna lie, I actually haven't seen this man properly for fucking a while
since
now.
The last video, and then before that, quite a while.
Yeah, so it's just been mad. Fucking jumping between jobs, all that kind of shit. So yeah, I'm just hoping you guys are all right. Back to the quick rant what we was having before someone decided to fuck the video up. Whoever the cunt is out there what keeps on fucking reporting shit on the page, if you don't like looking at the memes, if you don't find them funny, if you don't want to be a part of the page, fuck off. Because if you keep reporting us, the page is going to get fucking taken down. We've already got a backup ready to go.
Oh, yeah,
so you're accomplishing nothing. In other words, just fuck off.
I'm being funny, we got a year's worth of memes, so we'll just fucking share it on the other page.
I ain't even going to lie, there's a certain thing I want to say, but I can't because it just get pulled up by
them. Oh, tell me.
But basically, I'm going to tell you to do the same thing as him. Walk out your house, keep walking until you find the water, and just keep fucking walking through it until you can't do it no more. You know what I mean? Fuck off. I've got a bit of fluff on my hat.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Sorry, there's our little bit of a rant.
No.
If you don't like it, fuck off.
I'll
it says it on the intro.
It does say it. But what I'm going to start doing now, it's going to be a right pain in the ass. I'm going to have to stop uploading all videos to YouTube just to safeguard us.
What do you mean videos? What, like this?
No, not this. No, fuck the lives. No, the lives can stay, mate. Yeah, fuck them. No, I mean like the fights, the
this person doesn't. This person,
you know what?
This person don't like seeing fights and that.
The video was a bird hit a geezer, right? And then the geezer restrained. That was it. There was nothing else to it. Straight away, block.
Ah.
Someone reported us for spam. Block.
Ah.
I'm literally blocked off my main account now for 30 days.
Ah,
with a warning. We're gonna delete the page.
Dickheads. Yeah, it's just one of the things, it's fucking unneeded at the end of the day.
And let's face it, I mean, we don't want to change page names because otherwise this is fucking null and void, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like this t-shirt, I like the hoodie.
Yeah. We just change the name of the other page back.
Not a bad shout.
Saucy.
Dom and Diaries reignited.
Yes, we've got backup plans, guys. Don't worry.
We got backup ideas, haven't we? It's all good. Facebook does hate us.
Yeah. But
so keep liking us.
On the other account, we've literally just done this live tonight, like what we did the first ever live, what we did. We just want you guys to tell us how you're doing. We want you guys to tell us about certain things which are exciting you right now, or just getting on your fucking nerves sort of thing. Like, not gonna lie, COVID's getting on my fucking nerves.
It's getting on my left tip, mate.
I ain't even gonna lie, and that is a saggy tip.
Hey, this tip's been down the gym, bruv. This is my right tip, this is my left tip.
I'm dragging this fucker down the gym now, isn't it?
Yeah, 2 days on the trot now, I'm fucking feeling it and all.
But yeah, like I say, it's one of them times. It's a hard time. I feel for you guys which are in lockdown right now, because it's shit. And I'm not going to lie, I'm going to talk on my experience. If you rely on your door money, you're pretty fucked right now, because you ain't getting no furlough for it. Furlough's ending the end of this month, isn't it?
Yeah. That's why.
Why are they fucking playing at? Come on, Boris, what are you playing at? Firstly, sort your fucking hair out. Secondly,
love that hair, man.
Sort your suit out. Go and get one of those fucking roller things to get all the shit off these fucking shoulders, dippy cunt. Like, just get on with it. That's my phone going off.
Alright, okay.
It's just one of the things I feel for you guys. Like, potentially, I think we could be going into lockdown. We're down in Kent. We potentially could be going into lockdown next week or something. They keep talking about.
I don't want to do it.
But
I don't want. I need the money. I need the money to pay the bills.
Yeah, I just got to sort this fucking vetting shit out.
Yeah, you're going for a new job.
Fucking hate doing vetting.
Don't know what you're on about. There might be some CCTV footage coming our way. And it's fucking good footage and all.
But yeah, we will jump onto the comments in a minute. I'm sorry, guys, but we're talking a little bit. But yeah, I feel for you guys which are in the lockdown right now. I feel for you guys which are being seriously affected, because it's not on at the end of the day. Us security, we're getting no support, and they seem to be asking more and more and more from us. So, for instance, off of COVID sites, they're asking more of us out in hospitals, just everywhere. They're asking so much out of security. The pay is still shit. Fucking rock bottom. Like, it's disgusting the amount of places which are offering under £9 an hour. It's ridiculous at the end of the day. I'm sorry, we're going out, we're putting ourselves on the front line. We are the second to the police right now, in my eyes. And that actually got put up on a report. I can't remember where I read it the other day.
I think it was State of the Mail, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was put down as security officers right now are second to the police. And we're getting fuck all for it. I know the police don't get paid fuck all, to be honest. They're on, what, 24 grand a year, which is crap. Unless you've been in it for over 5 years and you get your pay rise, but that don't come into it. It's just ridiculous the fact that companies are still offering less than £9 an hour.
Do you know what pisses me off the most? Is we've been in this lockdown now. Well, we had lockdown, and then obviously we've been in the whole COVID thing. How long now?
Fair old while.
What, since March,
wasn't it?
March.
Yeah.
So we've been in it since March, right? We now have to wear face masks. Okay? You come into a pub, you've got to wear a face mask. You get to the table, you can take it off. You've got to go to the toilet, you've got to put the face mask on. Why can't people understand that? My fucking God, the amount of people, I'm telling, put your mask on.
Yeah, but then I'm going to throw an argument into that. What's the point in wearing a face mask when you're walking around in there, if at the table you can have it off?
Yeah, but it's also gets in trouble for it.
Yeah, but it's what I'm trying to say. It's just these pointless rules are so condescending. They're such... They don't make no fucking sense at the end of the day. It makes no sense that we went into lockdown for how many months, right? We come out of lockdown.
Six,
and there weren't nothing about face masks. You didn't have to wear one or anything like that. And then it all come in. Oh, you have to wear a face mask. Oh, you've only got to wear a face mask if you're doing this or that. At the end of the day, if this fucking COVID thing is real, right? Yes, I'm one of them people, right? If this COVID thing is real, surely from the fucking get-go,
yeah,
everyone should have had a face mask on. You ain't got a face mask, unfortunately, you're being fined £1,000. That's how it should have been at the end of the day. And that's just how I personally think it should have gone. If this shit is real, and this shit is as lethal as what they're saying, then it should have been, this is it, this is what's going on, crack on. It also opens up the eyes about them couple of NHS workers which started posting videos, I think it was last week, saying they got awards for working throughout lockdown, which was utter bullshit because they've all admitted now that the hospitals were empty.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
Damn.
This woman put it up, sat there with her NHS badge, she showed the certificate, all of that, and she was fuming. She was like, this is bullshit, the hospitals were empty, this, that and the other.
Yeah.
Right? Whether that's true or not, but I know that she's been suspended for opening her mouth, which they seem to love doing. Us people what open our mouths and actually talk the truth and shit.
We're the ones that get in trouble.
We get in trouble, that's why I can't hold a job down for 5 minutes.
I keep getting shipped out.
But what do you guys think about it? At the end of the day, I personally think that if this fucking thing was real, then we should have been like China and Japan. Face masks, mandatory, all the fucking time when you're out and about.
You want to crack on with some comments?
Yeah, you can read some comments if you want.
Okay. Alexander, Ken, yep, I rely on my door money and all my areas now are tier 3. Was excited to get back and now it's gone again. James Berger, are you down there Merlin? So I don't know who the fuck Merlin is.
Merlin?
In that little wizard geezer, is he? No, I don't know where Merlin's is. Where's Merlin's?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, there you go then.
I'm from the countryside.
I'm from London!
I'm from the countryside. They got tractors and trucks.
You're doing the government and screwing you over. Oh, you guys are feel for anyone who is in lockdown. I'm still in lockdown. Pissed off Royal. Ben said, the club which I usually do before COVID could hold 350, but now we can't hold any more than 50 and we've got a shot at 10.
Wow.
That's a massive reduction.
Yeah, but I think that fucking closing at 10 o'clock is bollocks, boy.
I'm not being funny. Close at 10. It was like the other week when I was working down wherever I was working.
Yeah.
And literally, I've come outside at, 10:15. Everyone's still there in the street, all, like, fucking grouping up and whatever.
No one gives a fuck.
It's like, fuck off home.
They don't give a shit.
They don't give a shit, do they? Just, everyone out at 10. No.
See, the thing is, this whole this is going to throw me on another little rant. I don't know if you guys like my rants or not. Let me know, because if you don't like them, just tell me.
We want a lot of thumbs down for his ranting, yeah?
This whole closing at 10 o'clock, I think it's bollocks, because all the time people are inside the pub, they're being controlled, right? People have got distance between them, people are seated, they're doing things what they're supposed to be doing, right? You've closed the pubs at 10 o'clock, wow, amazing, everyone furious that he's going to go home. They're not! I don't give a fuck, they're all grouping outside in the streets and everything, they're all rioting. Like, well, it's not bad rioting, but it is still classed as a kind of rioting,
Bravely.
Do you know what I mean?
There was some places that were doing raves, weren't there?
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's one of them things with all the time they're in the pub and they're seated and they've got us keeping an eye on them, they're being good. They're keeping their mask on when they need to. They're staying seated when they needed to. They're not mingling and shit like that. Do you get me? Like, it makes no sense. You want to try and control the public, but you're going against yourself by doing so.
Just saying. Jay Tripp, drunk people can't comply with a lot of things, but bumbling Boris and Cornies can't organise a piss up in the brewery.
No, they couldn't.
What do you like to be preferred as, a bouncer or door supervisor? I'll get that question a lot.
Doorman.
Doorman. Or doorwoman. Doorman or fat fuck.
Your worst fucking nightmare.
I am your worst fucking nightmare.
Hey, you ain't. You're fucking softy.
Is the pictures I'll send you on Snapchat.
Raw.
That's enough to scare anyone in the morning.
Yup. What about the ones I send to you when I'm straining on the toilet? Every time I have a shit, I send this man a Snapchat of you on the toilet.
He fucking doesn't know. So he's like, dirty.
Can't help it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can't you fix shit?
I need to compose myself. Yeah, doorman.
Doorman. Or doorwoman if you're a woman. Before we get into that shit, sorry. Women.
Actually, you know what? I prefer to be called Doorman Diaries.
What?
No, don't be silly. Then you get the people who say they can't wear a face mask, and when you ask for proof and they say they don't have to give it to you, you can deny them entry, and they start pulling the discrimination cards. Yep. I'm getting that a lot. Had that fucking rant go up about the fucking legalisation the other day, didn't we? Because somebody shared it up, which was me, to be fair. I didn't read it properly. And then everyone started ranting, no, you can't do that, you can't do that, you can't do that. I'll tell you what, yeah, if you refuse to wear a face mask and you ain't got an exemption, you ain't coming in, end of, discrimination, go fuck.
Your name's not on the list, you're not coming in.
Pretty much, yeah. It's no different than that. If you're not on the guest list, you ain't fucking coming in.
It's mandatory.
If you don't comply to the fucking policies of the venue you're working in, you're not coming in.
Yeah, but this is like this whole fucking public transport. The amount of little cunts what aren't wearing face masks. And then when the police are like, right, you're being arrested. Why are you arresting me? Because you haven't got a face mask on. What law am I breaking? The law that you have to wear a fucking face mask on public transport, you divvy cunt.
Yeah.
Do you not realise we're in a pandemic, whether it's true or not? I'm always going to throw that in there.
Whether it's true or not.
I don't know my views, to be honest. We're not going into it.
Jessica said, everyone should have had masks from the get-go. China have been wearing masks for years because of the pollution levels in certain areas. Now look at us.
No, there's nothing wrong with me. I don't know about you.
You're just a little bit overweight, but you're all right.
Fuck you. I'm getting there. Eve said it's a control thing with the government. Julie said, so I can't have it off with a newbie indoors, but I can have it off at the table. Right, okay. Rah. Despite the arcade in Sheerness. No, we're not in Sheerness. Why the fuck would we go to Sheerness?
Why the fuck would we go there? We ain't got web fingers, boy.
I got 30th fingers, I ain't got web fingers.
You have got fat fingers.
Where are my fat fingers? Look.
You've got proper weird fingers, boy.
I'll get them off my mum.
Ah, oh, bear with
this is my mum, bruv.
I don't give a fuck.
She'll come down and knock you out with her fat foot.
She can do what? She can.
Oh, you know what would be a good fight? My mum versus your mum.
My mum would kick the shit out of your mum, and you know it.
It might be funny.
I ain't scared of no person, but my mum fucking scares the shit out of me. I went toe to toe with my mum once and I ended up nine in hospital. She kicked the shit out of me, boy.
Raised him right though, didn't she? Unless they like smacking your kids, you know, it's like all this shit. You know, fucking tell them off, you know.
What's wrong with smacking a child? Child's being a little cunt, smack it around a fucking ear hole.
I was going to say the arse, but okay.
Sorry, some people ain't going to like that. No, but you know what I'm like, I speak my mind. That's me at the end of the day. Like I put that post up, I ain't changing for no one. I'm a cunt. It is what it is.
I want one of those hoodies. We went from 240 to 40. What the hell? Huh?
What? I think they might be talking... Are they talking about their capacity?
Oh, I might be talking about the capacity, yeah.
Or are they talking about viewers? Of this. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know either way. Hoodies are online. No one's actually ordered them, so what was the point of me fucking making them in the first place? I don't know.
Yeah, they are actually up on the page, and we make no money from it because they're cheap as fucking chips, to be honest, for a hoodie.
Yeah.
It's quite nice and warm. This ain't mine, it's Spikes, but I'm a little bit chilly, innit?
That's because you're a girl compared to me.
Fuck off.
I've got the man meat to keep you warm.
Yeah, like I said, a little bit overweight.
Yeah, leave me alone. Your ants will be better if your ears wiggled.
I haven't mastered that yet.
What was I saying about you in the gym yesterday? I said you look like Lee Evans.
Oh, fuck off, just because I throw more weights in than you.
He'll put his face in the ears, we'll go... Yeah.
Skinny little fucker like me walks into a gym next to a bloke what looks like a silverback gorilla and he can only lift 20 fucking kilos.
I don't know what you're on about, I just know I lift
stuff.
I don't know what you're on about. I don't look at
it
yet.
What are you looking at me for?
Fuck you, cunt. One time. One fucking time.
Look at that
message.
That is a fucking...
I'm getting there.
All right, get on
Gore. Your ants would be better if you wiggled your ears when you wear the chav cap.
Chav cap? Hey, this ain't a chav cap. This is the bearded struggle. They sent it to me for nothing.
Same brand. Hi, lads.
I like
Hi, Shane.
Yo!
Anything over seven, isn't it? Class is a riot. Yeah, basically, anything over seven people is a riot. Government at fault for this, but...
Me and you could have a riot.
Fuck
your class of six.
You know what? You fucking read.
I can't read. I ain't got my glasses.
Fucking terrible, isn't he? Look at this old man over here.
You fucked. I just punch people.
No, you're not meant to do that.
What?
What? I don't know what you're on about.
Don't I?
Government at... No, the report of a disclaimer at the beginning that said this is based on true events, but not actual events we even... Like,
yeah. I've never done nothing wrong in my life.
No, we're good. We don't even work the door, bruv. What are you on about?
Shut up, read the comments, get on with it, whatever, nothing happened.
Government at fault for this, but want to blame the general public of, in case of everything, 10 p.m. curfew are stupid, as if you have five venues with 50 in each, you now have 250 people waiting in the street for taxis and partying in the street instead. Yes.
Thank you.
Trying to get out, fucking hell.
You can take a breath, just because I ain't put a comma in because their English is shit.
That's the problem. The problem is I forget.
Sorry.
Because I've read it like that, I haven't put a comma in myself, so...
You dumb as fuck as well.
You like that stuff, don't
you? Oh, just
oh, do you need some loving or some shit?
No, I'm alright.
Does anyone want to come down here and give him a fucking hug?
I'm okay.
Jesus.
Just emotional.
Fucking emotional, yeah. Fucking emotional.
Because we've been to the gym and the pre-workouts, they had off and I'm like, wow.
And you turn into a white wet.
I ain't turned into a wet wipe. I was smashing it.
I'm glad
it.
You translated that for me. Thank you.
I was smashing it out in the gym.
You were smashing it out, but then you turned it into a wet wipe as soon as you got to the outside.
Yeah, because I was just tired and I'd done, innit?
True. Alex, problem is venues don't have the S.
What?
Problem is, too many venues don't have the S.
Yeah, that's true.
True. Guernsey still have no restrictions, but have a couple of COVID cases over the last weeks, but down to only one case at the moment.
Throw him in the water.
Liam said, I still think police are still too relaxed on this COVID rules and distancing / fines. Full stop.
The thing is, I think on the police behalf, where they've had so many cuts put in and where they're so undernumbered, they can't enforce it. You've got two police officers in a car driving around and they're trying to deal with, 15 plus people. You just can't do it. It's like, if you're all standing there on the door, right, and you might disagree, but fuck off, right, man up to it. If you're standing on the door and there's three or four of you, yeah, and there's a 20-man brawl up, are you really walking in there confident, thinking, yeah, I'm kicking the shit out of all these people? No. But realistically, you can see why these police are like, we can't deal with it. There's nothing we can do. We get out. We say something, they start giving us aggro, they start filming, all that kind of bull. And that's another thing, all these fucking human rights of filming the police, of filming security guards, it pisses me off. I took someone's phone off him the other day because he tried filming me.
I saw that video footage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going on.
I took his fucking phone off him and then I dragged him out of where I was working. I told him to fuck off. I didn't slam his phone. Placed his phone down on the fucking bollard and told him to do one, a silly cunt. No, trying to take my picture.
I only read half a comment, you know that, yeah, because full stop in it.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
Like you said, people out after 10 PM drinking, but all out the front messing around, etc.
Yeah.
Thank you. I feel better now I've read that.
And that's another thing. What is up with the public right now? Grow up.
Oh, mate, they're doing my fucking nothing.
You've been told you've got to go home, just go home.
Do you know what makes me laugh? So I chucked out fucking 8 people in one night for not wearing their masks, for not sitting at the tables, for being prats and dancing and all that shit. On the way out, they said, you need to fucking smile more. I can't tell I'm fucking smiling. I've got a fucking mask on my face.
Yeah, but that's like when it's the same old bullshit when they walk out and you go, your job's worth, go and get a proper job. Mate, I'm the one standing here paying your fucking baby mama.
prick. Yeah, taxes.
I'm the reason your children can eat. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Got a job. Got offered a job yesterday, Maystone Hospital, rate 875, total insult.
Is that the one where they could only offer you 2 weeks as well, like what I got offered?
Yeah, probably.
Hi, yeah, we're going to offer you £8.75 an hour, and we can only guarantee you 2 weeks' work. Yeah.
I was like, right, well, why would I take that? And that I've got standards. I ain't going to drop myself to that.
No, I totally agree. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
For 2 weeks, fuck off.
£8.75, I can fucking jog on.
As a Spike, where's your face mask? In the car.
We're all right.
Karen,
we've both got COVID, so it's fine.
Karen with a C, stop swearing. If you don't like it, fuck off.
Karen, please. It's called Dorman Diaries. We're going to swear. We're going to cunt people off. We don't give a fuck. If you're one of the people that keeps reporting us, please unlike the page. I think we're the only guys out there who actually run a page. And we're quite happy for people just to go away. Yeah, we're lose followers. We don't give a fuck. Because we know we're going to follow others.
Yeah.
What was it? The other month, we lost 50 followers, but we gained 250. We were like, right, so these 250 are probably decent compared to them dickheads what have left. Obviously, they don't like it. It's not. That's nothing wrong with them. They don't like the content, so it's fine. Don't follow us.
Yeah, I mean, not everyone can be awesome. I mean...
No. Well, at the end of the day, they probably just think that we're all a bunch of bullies because we're dormant.
Which ain't true. I mean, we're nice people when we're not swearing. But, you know, Queen's English and all that. Gotta be done. I like Queen's English.
Finally, he's finished his protein shake.
Don't litter.
It's not like the truck, is it, where you can chuck it in the back?
No, I've got to chuck it in the back of the car, ain't I? Sorry. I don't know what happened there.
But
brain freeze.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm a swearer. So I swear on the doors. I swear when I'm out in public. I swear in front of children. I'm not a very good role model.
No. I swear in front of my mum when she slaps me.
That's why I don't have children. I like it. Well, not that I know of.
It's good. Ben said...
That's good. Get the fuck out of me.
Where'd he go? Spike, you're a bully. You always have been bullying me. What?
Fuck off, Eve. Who said that?
Eve.
Eve. You are a bully to Eve.
Well, we ain't going to talk about that, are we? Ben, head manager at university, said I'm not allowed back as I removed a student from university bar for not wearing a face mask. Well, that's that. Fucking typical. Dominic said, I totally agree, 10 p.m. closure makes no sense. What do you think of staggered closing times? Do you know what? That'd be a good idea, because at least if you stagger it. You know, I mean, not being funny, when the pubs and clubs used to click out...
Just keep them open till 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock, when everyone walks out, they want to go home.
Yeah, you know.
We'll go down to that certain place in Maidstone, which is still open till 6 in the morning, not mentioning no names.
Don't know what you're on about. James Burger said, Louis, look at your DM. Sent you a link to look at.
Is it?
Is it? Probably porn.
Probably.
It's in porn, so you can play it loud on Dormandari.
It'll be fit.
What is it? I
want to
know.
It's a fucking... All right. I'll watch it later, because we're on a live, but thank you. I will watch that in a bit.
What is it?
It's a video.
Oh, okay. Fair play.
But we'll watch it in a bit.
Blah, blah, blah.
And we can rant about it. If it's anything to rant about, we can rant about it on the next one.
We outnumber the police by double. When will the government realise that door south police the UK nighttime economy and acknowledge through rages?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Why isn't there more mobile security around, like, that can go around and disperse groups and that? Because, not going to lie, when you have four doormen bowl out of a motor, people are going to think twice because they know what we're like.
I didn't do nothing.
Well, it's just one of them things, isn't it?
Hmm.
The police have so many rules against
them. It makes sense to have them police the streets with door supervisors to get people to move on.
Precisely.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And then we would need the backup of the police if things go wrong.
Yeah, worst case scenario.
Mm.
But it would take a greater pressure off them and it will keep us in work.
It makes me laugh that security, we can be trained with handcuffs and all that kind of stuff. But every time we use them, we get investigated.
One time.
What?
One time.
So just remember, you can arrest people under Section 24A. Look it up. It's a good one for dormant.
I like Section 53 of the Court Act.
Yeah, but
2003.
We don't work in the court.
I don't know what you do.
I don't.
I can throw people out.
Yeah, if you ever need to actually put someone under, like, detain them for when the police come, you can put them under arrest under Section 24A, but please look it up, read it. It's on the government website. And make sure you're doing it correctly, but you can do it as long as they're committing an indictable offence and there is no constable around, so no gather around. You can do it, but please look it up and read it, because like most laws, it could come around and bite you in the arse. So just make sure that you know your shit on it. But if you guys are half clever out there, you know what you're on about. So
speaking of which, Ben just said, I just done my handcuff training and learned in pain compliance as well. Which is handy, but let's face it, you can't really use it on the door because it goes against you when you do.
Yeah.
It's all one and good learning and stuff.
I do think that, like, Brighton have got it, ain't they? The mobile security, where they drive around and they go out and assist other DSs and everything. I don't think it's a bad idea. But, again, it goes back to pay. Why is it security are being begged for? Like that job at Maidstone Hospital, I'll say it because they've already fucking put it up. But because we're not mentioning the company's name, but
no, we're not.
It's disgusting that they're offering minimum wage and only 2 weeks. I'll show you who it is.
Yeah.
It's all right, fair enough, offering only 2 weeks. But if you was to offer a decent amount of money with that, we might turn around and say yes, because I think it was something like 10 or 12 hour shifts. So if they was to offer a decent amount of money, like 10, 11, 12 pounds an hour, you'd turn around and go, do you know what, for 2 weeks, fuck it, I'll do it. But not for £8.75. It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
It's ridiculous. Why should we put ourselves, our lives, on the front line at risk when we've got families and everything at home? Even if you haven't got a family, why would you do it?
Well, not being funny, it seems to be also since COVID lockdown and everything else, people have become more violent.
Yeah, people have.
People become less tolerant for us. They become more violent. We're getting more angry. We're getting more fights.
The thing is, it comes down to, again, what I said. We are second to the police right now. So people are becoming angry and aggressive towards the police. And if the police aren't around, who's the second authority? Us. We're the ones telling them to go home. We're the ones telling them to stop drinking that. And people don't like that at the end of the day. We've known that for years. Yeah. As long as I've been on the doors, I can remember people always kicking off at the end of the night because they want to sit there and have their last two pints because on the final orders they were cunts and decided to order five drinks.
And that 15-minute drinking up rule, which ain't actually a thing.
Well, it is though. It's a 15-minute. If it's a 15-minute warning, we are closing in 15 minutes. Yeah, so please drink up.
But it used to be law, didn't it? You had 15 minutes drinking up time.
They don't do it no more.
No, that was abolished from the Licensing Act.
But it's a ridiculous thing.
Come on, boy.
It's absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, being security, we're dealing with so much shit on the front line right now. And people are starting to lose their rag. Like, especially for people working in retail security, or you're working on site security, things like that, where people have to pay entry or whatever like that. People don't want to pay the entry because a lot of people haven't got the money right now. They're going through such tight situations, and not gonna lie, they're not having a go at you, but the fact is, they need to go somewhere. They can't afford it right now, but they've got to go there. And unfortunately, the only way they can do it is by breaking the law. And unfortunately, we're that front line, once again, like I say, second to the police, who are telling them no. And they don't like that. This country is renowned for its stubbornness and its
stupidity.
Yeah. And people don't like abiding by the law.
Someone put on here, arrest and restrain. Yeah, we've done that before. I used to help out on a mobile assist. You get paid more as a carer. Is it true that companies offer, I don't know what that is, NMW? Offer NMW.
NMW, because
they're undercutting to get the contracts.
National minimum wage, I
think. Oh, right, okay, national minimum wage. Sorry, my bad.
Well, yeah, that's fair enough, but you're not going to get the workers. You're not going to get quality workers. Sorry, you're going to get the workers, but you're not going to get quality workers for that kind of money.
Mate, does night feel at Sainsbury's for more than what we get, mate?
Yeah.
Thing is, what's an infantry soldier on per hour? Frontline, it all needs changing. Got to go, lads, but stay safe and be good.
Take care, mate.
See you later.
Yeah, it's just wild in things right now. It's irritating.
Yeah.
They should be offering more money for us. How many doormen have we seen since the lockdown, or like since we've been able to start working at? How many doormen have we seen been seriously assaulted and attacked and things like that? It's not on.
How many have lost their lives for the line of duty? And because there has been a few. Donald.
Farted.
You should admit it.
We are, like I say, we're putting our lives on the risk in this job. We always have been. No matter what, in security, you've always been putting your life at risk. But it's even more so now. And the door wage hasn't changed for over 20 years. You used to be able to live off just being a doorman.
Well, not being funny.
Can't no more.
As an example of the dangers now. You had an incident the other day, didn't you? Where someone tried to stab you with something. I don't know if you want to talk about it.
Yeah, I found a geezer with a knife like that. And I've been investigated and spoken to like shit and everything because I didn't fight the man for the knife. He gave it to me. And it was all on body cam. He ended up giving the knife over to me. He stood there, he waited until the police arrived, he was arrested, and I've been investigated because I took the knife off of him. Now, work that one out. I've taken a knife off the streets. He said that he would use it. He said it was for protection. If someone started on him, he would have used it. I've taken that weapon off the street. I'm being investigated. Why?
My battery is better closed down.
Oh.
Better love and leave it there then.
We're going to love and leave you there because his phone's fucked. Sorry, guys.
Maybe next time. We'll catch you next time. Sorry, guys. My battery died.